Somebody said to me, you know, you're uptight like a rubber band all the time. And you never, never are loose. You never carry on a conversation. Yeah, you never smile. I never smiled till I came to the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous. And you said to me, while you're running around going to all these meetings and reading the big book, why don't you smile and give your face something to do so it doesn't feel left out? I've been smiling ever since. And then, you know, you hear in these rooms, attitude is gratitude, and you'll feel better if you smile, you know. And I like to. Oh, Lord. You know, it makes your face not sag so. My skin is growing out of my face. And, you know, I was standing, this has nothing to do with anything, but I was standing in front of the mirror going this way. And, I have 12 grandchildren and a great-grandchild, another one on the way. And I stand like this, and the 10-year-old at that time, Jake, said, "What are you doing, Grandma?" And I said, "Well, I'm seeing what would happen to me if I had $25,000. He looked at me and he said, "You can do anything with your face you want to, Grandma, but you better be careful because God might not know who you are," and walked away. And I let everything fall down and thought, rats. So anyway, he said, "Here, why don't you have a drink?" And he held it out, and it was a Manhattan on the rocks with a bunch of garbage in it. And I grabbed it, and I threw it down like water, and I don't need to tell you what happened to me. I came in from out there. I could talk about anything. I could tell you how to snake toilets. I could tell you how to build a building. I could tell you how to cook anything. I knew everything there was to know about anything. And joined in conversations and felt good about me. And when I went to the bathroom and I washed my hands and I looked in the mirror, I saw Elizabeth Taylor as she once looked, looking back at me. And I knew that I had found the magic. And from that time on, I drank, I got drunk, and I got into a lot of trouble. My drinking was like kicking a snowball off the top of Mount Everest. And as it went down the side of that mountain, it grew and grew and grew until it smashed on the ground below. And the problem was it took everything with it that was in its way. When I first came to the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous, I used to whine about that. I used to say, you know, I am the only one that did any damage to myself. And then you made me take a good look, a good look. And it was devastation. It was. My drinking was horrific. It didn't start out that way because alcohol is cunning and baffling. And it's powerful, and it played with me. You know, I love scotch. And so we had state liquor stores back then in Ohio. And you have to walk in this state liquor store, and you'd have to fill out what you wanted about black and white scotch, and your name. And then you turned it in. And then the guy behind the counter would go and look and grab down a bottle and say, "Black and white scotch, Gordon." And I'd go get it. Well, then the mind started to work. Now, I have this thinking problem. I have a committee up here. And the problem is, every year I'm sober, I get one more committee member. Gets very painful sometimes. And you know, and it would say to me, you know, what's going on here? You're going to so many liquor stores and filling out so many sheets, they're probably collecting them. And they're sending them to Washington. And the FBI is wondering what a little housewife from Brecksville, Ohio, is doing always in a liquor store. And then they'll come looking for me. You know, and my mind still can work that way today if I'm not careful. I you know, I'll cut my leg when I'm shaving, and I got in bed. And I thought, I should have put a Band-Aid on that. And I thought, well, maybe I should put Neosporin on it. It really hurts. Is that blood? going down on the sheet.